in today's political climate, along with the new little human in my home and heart, this song cracked me open. I was all in my feelings, as one says. One of my hang-ups about being a mother was fear of losing myself and buying into this unhealthy narrative that all of the rest of myself, this multifaceted, shifting constantly identity, was supposed to fade completely into the heavy, relentless title of mother. And yet, even this morning, and it's been routine, so little man is not feeling well today, even this morning, the very first thing he does is, with exaggerated dramatic movements, he gets up and claps. I want to start my day like that. When I watch Elijah experience the world, I fall willingly into experiencing it with him. What has happened instead of losing myself is I've opened up. There's so much more inside me now. Okay. Another unlikely source. Neil Gaiman's short story, How to Talk to Girls at Parties. I really do enjoy the way mystery works. I was visiting my local library, looking for something completely different. And this beautiful short story that originally appeared in a short story collection has also become a full hardback book that is, I believe, is actually coming to a movie screen as well. So it's continuing to expand. In this, Neil, in his weird and wonderful way, begins the narrative of a boy and his friend going to a party, a house party. There's girls there. One can always speak to girls, has a great time. The other, the main character, the narrator, not so much. I'm not gonna spoil it, but it is Neil Gaiman, so it gets weird. There's a couple of passages from that struck me enough to put down this little unsuspecting book and start writing. One quote, you cannot hear a poem without it changing you. They heard it, and it colonized them. It inherited them, and it inhabited them, its rhythms becoming part of the way they thought, its images permanently transmuting their metaphors, its verses, its outlook, its aspirations becoming their lives. Okay. With just my issues around motherhood, that would have been terrifying. So something else was still bubbling to the surface. I gave the book another chance. I kept reading. One of the characters asked, would you like to hear it? The poem? The narrator says, I nodded, unsure what she was offering me, but certain that I needed anything she was willing to give. She began to whisper in my ear. It's the strangest thing about poetry. You can hear Homer's Greek without understanding a word, and you still know it's poetry. You can tell it's poetry, even if you don't speak the language.
I've heard Polish
poetry
and Inuit poetry,
and I knew what it was without knowing. Her whisper was like that. My spiritual life has been flashy, deep, and rich. I have plenty of mountaintop experiences. I have a plethora of them. Again, miracles. This is good. All of that had gone silent. And even in the midst of this delight, my son and I, the duo, the dyad, becoming two separate individuals experiencing life together, I missed it. I missed that flashy spiritual life, the whispers in the wind, the counting of crows. I missed it. Then I realized I was longing for it because I had missed it. The soundtrack was continuing. The spiritual excitement was there. And even though I didn't speak this particular language, this new version, perhaps since I have shifted, my ears have shifted. Perhaps my body has shifted. So the message comes through in a different way now. Oh, okay. So after I got done being drowned in allergies and being overwhelmed and eventually got a little sleep and eventually woke up and was like, okay, I can stop staring at the child. He will not disappear. I noticed the quiet. I got really quiet again. And I had thought the quiet was because of that momentous thing that was birth. Then I thought the quiet was because of this momentous creature, this new human that I got to hang out with all the time. But the quiet stayed. The poem, the song that's actually singing in the background, it's life. The thing that turns down to from a 10 down to about a 2, 1.5 in winter, cranks way up in spring, and we all go mad with it. It mellows in the summer. It shifts in the fall. The love is not of a thing. Even the tiny human that I feel very, very accomplished that I made. That has nothing to do. His life, his being, his individuality has absolutely nothing to do with me. All I did was shepherd. I was just the portal. Hopefully he'll let me hang out with him. And yet, this song continues. It's life. I have fallen in love. I have fallen in love with my friends and family. Oh. Fallen in love with that near toddler who, by the way, sleeps splayed out sideways in my bed. Yes. I've fallen in love with the fascination and the curiosity he has. I've fallen in love with the ocean that is life, that each and every one of our relationships, big and small, internal and external, are trying to point out, hey, come on, dense one, here it is again, here it is again, here it is again. Maybe spring, multifaceted, multi-layered, as individual as the individuals. Maybe that could be something it's trying to say. There is just so much. And it's a mystery. So all we can do is turn towards it, like a flower to the sun, and open up. Blessed be.